Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
It's very popular to take shots at the Carolina Panthers. That's why we do it. No, I'm just kidding. But sometimes they stumble upon doing things the right way. I think it remains to be seen. You know, we don't know how it's all going to work out. I think a lot of us were pretty positive about a lot of the moves they made last offseason. None of it worked out because the offensive line was trash. And they have certainly tried to address that. And, well, let's talk about what the Panthers have done so far. Sheena Quick, beat reporter for the Carolina Panthers, is joining us. By the way, first time on this program. I appreciate you lowering yourself and your standards to come on. So thank you very much.
You are silly. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Let's just broad brush it. You know, I know Brian Burns is out and a popular player like Frankie Louvu is out. But how do you assess what the Panthers have done now through, 4 days of free agency?
I feel like they're still sorting through the mess from the last regime.
Well, yeah.
And starting with the Brian Burns situation, which should have been handled 2 seasons ago. And honestly, when I said on Pat's show that they got fleeced, they did, but they fleeced themselves. They fleeced themselves when they turned down those 2 first-round picks and did not pay him immediately. So as the time went on, as this drug out, it was lowering his draft value as far as them getting picks in exchange for him more and more by the week. So getting only a 2nd and a 5th for Brian Burns is definitely like bargain bin type situation.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to point out they gave up more for Sam Darnold than they got for Brian Burns. That should answer any questions.
Exactly.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports,
sure.
Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Exactly, and that just tells you just kind of the state that this franchise is in. They didn't get a first for Christian McCaffrey either. So, you know, you have 2 first-round picks who were traded away for basically pennies. And to take the CMC picks and trade up to get B.J. Johnson, I mean, it's just head-scratcher after head-scratcher. But I think that Dan Morgan and Dave Canales are in the first stages of trying to kind of sort through the mess and put Band-Aids on some of the wounds that have been created in seasons past.
Sheena Quick is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. She covers the Panthers. Just to kind of dig down a little bit more on the Burns thing, because you raised the point that maybe not a lot of people, will point to, in that when you turn down, and Joe Person from The Athletic insists that it was 2 ones and a 2, which makes my brain hurt thinking that you could turn down that for somebody who's not a quarterback. But you turn down 2 ones and a 2, and if you're going to do that, then your obligation is to sign Burns long-term at first
exactly.
opportunity, which they did not do. So certainly they'd be in a lot better position now if they had traded Burns the same time they traded McCaffrey. The PR hit of trading arguably your 2 best players at the same time is a little bit difficult to overcome, but they made the decision mm-hmm. to not do that. They probably should have done that. In terms of the moves that they have made so far, is there 1 or 2 that jump out to you and say, yes, they are doing the right thing now?
The signing of the 2 guards. Interior, well, not just interior, but the entire offensive line was a liability last year. So it's good to see them be serious about addressing that. After all, you have so much tied in to Bryce Young, and you want to give him the tools that he needs to be successful. Getting hit as many times as he did last year started to affect his fundamentals down the road or down the line a little bit as the season went on, as he was anticipating being hit within a second or two of the ball being snapped. So I do like those two guard signings. In addition to Brian Burns, you lost another four starters on that defense, on Evero's defense, and it looks like they're starting to try to address some of those concerns as well. They did bring back cornerback Troy Hill. They signed another cornerback from the Bills, and they have three edge rushers that are visiting with the team today that if they're able to come away with one or two out of that group, that would be a step in the right direction also.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney is one of the edge rushers who is visiting. You have like an idea of how interested Clowney is in the Panthers?
I do not. That's something that everybody on Twitter is waiting for with bated breath. Like, nobody really knows what's going on, how serious or how realistic it is for him to actually come here.
It's amazing. He was such a great player coming out of South Carolina, and now he's on, like, the NFL tour. How many teams can he play with in successive seasons? He's on the one-year deal tour. I also think right. that the fact that they turned Dante Jackson, who they were going to release, into a really good wide receiver option for them is, like, it's borderline illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the other thing. In addition to the offensive line, they need to get Bryce Burns some weapons.
Yeah.
And Deontay Johnson is definitely going to make that wide receiver room better.
He can get open.
A little bit of baggage, from what I hear.
yeah.
So just kind of...
like, he's... In many ways, he's kind of like a modern wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's not always awesome, but he had drops. He had problems dropping the ball in the past, but he's, I think, at a 5% drop rate, which, again, is not going to put you among the elite players in the league, but is also not going to put you among the worst. His worst season, I think he was 8 or 9%. But, I just think the fact that somebody can get open, and that's what he is great at, will certainly bode well. He's smaller, though, so they still need another wide receiver. Sheena Quick is joining us here. You alluded to trading, packaging picks, and trading up. I'm begging the Panthers, who have now two picks in the first seven of the second round, I am begging them to not be tempted to trade up. It has been a problem for this franchise going back, 15 years. Like, doesn't make a difference who's making the selections here. It seems like everybody wants to do it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Yeah, and the thing about it is they have not historically hit on those picks after round one. A large part of last year's class, remains because it was just last year. But if you look all the way back to 2019, Brian Burns' entire draft class is no longer there. And of the 2020 draft, when they drafted all those defensive players, Derrick Brown is the only person that remains. So between 2020 and 2022, the Panthers drafted 24 players. Only 9 remain on the roster, and Terrace Marshall Jr. could be on the move also, and that would bring that total down to 8. So it's just going to be very interesting to see how the scouting department builds this draft board with only later-round picks.
Yeah, well, at least you've got 3 picks of the first 33 that are going to be selected on day 2, and there should be some good value there. And another player that they traded up to get, and they no longer have, is Matt Corral. Like they, exactly. Oh my gosh, they do that with quarterbacks.
Every second rounder is gone, except for when they didn't have a second round that year, but they did trade up to take Matt Corral in the third, and he's no longer with the team. You're absolutely correct.
I don't even know if he's on anybody's practice squad anywhere. I assume he is. Sheena,
no,
quick.
He's in the, I think it's the USL or AFL.
Oh, man.
Maybe Arena League or something like that. Oh. Yeah, he's in a different league.
Perfect.
I just don't know exactly the which one it is, if it's USL or AFL.
My gosh. Well, it's not the NFL, so... He's in a minor league either way. Sheena Quick, appreciate your time at Sheena_Marie3 if you want to find her on Twitter. She covers the Panthers. Thank you very much for doing this. We will do it again.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Sheena Quick here on the Adam Gold Show. So, interesting point that she raises about, because that's something that we haven't even discussed. Because the mistake with Brian Burns really goes back to the time that they decided to not trade him. Because if you're going to do that, then you are committing to him. If you are offered all of that and turn it down, that means, no, he's our guy. We're not getting rid of him. So the next opportunity to tell him that he's your guy was last offseason, when they couldn't sign him to a contract because they didn't want to pay him $30 million a year, which I don't disagree with. But you already showed your hand. Like, here are all of my cards. Look at them. And then he looks at them and goes, well, I think I can beat you.
Yeah.
So you either have to call or... You should have moved him in the off season, and they didn't do either of those things. They didn't sign him, and they didn't trade him last off season when they could have gotten a lot more than a second and a fifth. And again, the glaring mistake is, or the thing that should make all Panthers fans just kick themselves, how did we pay more for Sam Darnold than we got for Brian Burns?
It's so bad.
How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
Is getting your CPAP supplies a real pain? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers, and we are North Carolina's number one source for CPAP machines and supplies. Our streamlined process makes getting your CPAP as easy as 1, 2, 3, and we ship anywhere in the state.
If you're in need of a CPAP machine, supplies, a knowledgeable doctor, or a sleep study, Parkway has you covered. For information or to schedule an appointment, visit parkwaysleep.com. Sound sleep, sound health.